The crooks who steal your money and personal information over the phone keep finding new ways to use technology to trick you. They've already mastered the robocall and are quite skilled at manipulating caller ID. And now these scammers have added fake government ID badges to their bag of tricks. Consumer man Herb Weisbaum is writing about this for checkbook.org, and we talked about it and this important fraud alert.
Dimitri, some phone scammers are now creating fake versions of government identification badges, the kind most federal employees use to gain access to government buildings. And they're doing this to create the illusion of credibility. Now, according to the Office of the Inspector General at the Social Security Administration, the badges use government symbols, words, and even names and photos for real people, which are available on government websites or through the internet. The scammers text or email these photos of the fake badges to convince potential victims of their legitimacy. That's a red flag. Real Social Security officials will never text or email you a photo of their government identification for any reason.
Now, as you point out in your checkbook story, these imposters who pretend to be with the IRS, Medicare, FBI, Social Security, they really know how to scare us when they call.
Boy, they sure do. Even when the scam starts with a robocall, like most of them do these days, the fraudsters want to grab your attention and get you to respond without thinking. Take a listen.
We have been forced to suspend your Social Security number with immediate effect. Due to this, all your social benefits will be canceled until further clearance.
The recorded message ends with this warning. In case we did not hear from you, your Social Security will be blocked permanently. That's pretty scary.
No doubt. How do we protect ourselves? How can we spot the Social Security imposters?
You should assume that any robocall purporting to be from Social Security, especially one claiming there's a problem with your number or account, is a scam. If you've answered the phone, hang up. If you're monitoring the call on your answering machine, don't pick up, don't call back, don't respond in any way. The bottom line, if there's a problem with your Social Security account, the agency will mail you a letter, good old U.S. mail. And here's the most important thing to remember. The government does not suspend Social Security numbers. So anyone saying that there's a problem with your account and your account has been suspended, that person is a con artist.
So we've heard you loud and clear, but Herb, what should someone do if they get one of these calls and they are truly afraid that there might be a problem?
Yeah, and some people really do freak out. The best advice I have, Dimitri, is call the Social Security Administration. Look up the number yourself on the web, give them a buzz, and they will put your mind at ease right away and tell you you were smart to hang up on that scammer.
Herb Weisbaum with Checkbook.org.